So you thought you'd have a go at weeding while she's away?
Yeah. Only I...
You're not quite sure what's what?
Yeah, not really, Clary.
Well, that is fever of you what you're attacking, Alan.
Is it?
Yeah, probably self-seeded. But it's a nice little plant. Best see what Usha says.
Yeah, excellent advice. Though I'll have to wait till tomorrow night.
Oh, when she's back from her parents?
Yes. They were owed a proper visit.
Hard work, eh? Keeping all the family happy.
Yeah, it can be.
Now, can I leave you this?
Oh, it's the new flower rota.
Yeah, I promised Jean I'd ask you to put it up in the porch.
Yeah, I'll do it before evensong.
Ta.
Oh, afternoon, Shula.
Hello. Hello, Clary.
Hello. You don't mind if I disappear, do you?
No.
No, of course not.
Only, I need to catch Neil about something.
Yeah, I'll put the rota up later.
Right, ta.
Bye, Clary.
Bye.
Right. Shula.
Why didn't you tell us about Blossom Hill Cottage, Alan?
What about it?
That Alistair's dad's going to be the new tenant.
You what? What, Jim Lloyd? He isn't, is he?
Brian?
Huh?
Where are you?
I'm up here. I'm just checking the electrics.
Oh. When are you taking the combine out?
Well, we want it ready for next week. Jeff thought he could smell mice in the cab, but I'm pretty sure he's wrong.
You haven't seen Lillian anywhere, have you?
No, not since she crept down for a coffee this morning.
Oh.
You tried her room?
Well, of course I have.
Well, she's barely left it since Friday.
I've looked right round the house. Her car's still here.
Well, I don't know, perhaps she's gone for a walk.
Oh, it has brightened up, I suppose. Oh, I wish she'd told me where she was going.
And all without a word to us about any of it.
And you say he's got a lecturer from Vancouver?
Renting his house for 6 months, while he moves into Blossom Hill to decide if he wants to live here permanently.
Well, you know, in some ways, I suppose, it's a great compliment to you and Alistair.
Oh, Alan, Jim is perfectly entitled to come here. I'm not disputing that. He's a grown man. He can do what he wants, if he has to. But it's the way he and you and Usha have gone about it.
Hey, we haven't gone about anything.
He rang again first thing this morning, virtually insisting Alistair drives up to collect him at the end of the week.
Or all the way to Melrose?
By the time he's got there and supervised the removal men, which is what Jim really wants, that's 2 days' work gone.
Can he do that at such short notice?
No! But he's going to have to, isn't he? It's like today. We were meant to be going out for Sunday lunch. Instead, it's taken him almost 3 hours to arrange cover for the time he's going to be away. Even then, he's had to cancel 2 appointments on Friday.
Well, I'm really sorry it's been such an upheaval for you.
Yeah, but it needn't have been. That's my point, Alan. If we'd been given a little notice, at least we could have made arrangements. Why didn't you or Usha say something?
Well, I didn't know.
So you said.
No, honestly, I didn't.
You must have done.
No. Usha mentioned there'd been some interest in the cottage. And...
But you didn't realise it was Jim?
I'd no idea, Shula.
Why didn't Usha tell you?
I'm not sure.
I don't want to be difficult, but can we ask her?
No, she's in Wolverhampton, seeing her mum and dad.
Oh.
I'll ask her myself when she gets back. I'm sure there must be a good reason.
I'd be very interested to know what it is.
Come in if you like, Clary. But I can see it's not good news.
Oh? How'd you make that out, Susan?
Well, because you haven't got my bowl with you.
That's true.
You haven't found it, have you?
Well, no.
Oh, I knew getting Ed and Jazza to ask Graham was a waste of time.
Oh, I do know where it is, though.
My bowl?
Yes.
Where?
Try opening the cupboard next to the fridge.
Good boy. Let's get the rest of the dirt off.
Oh, I should have realised.
Oh, don't be silly, Spearmint. It's only Jenny.
I'd have looked in here first if I had any sense.
Do you want me? Has someone rung?
No. Just wondered where you were.
I wasn't doing myself much good, stuck indoors.
No,
and I didn't have the heart to talk to anyone.
Oh, well, would you like me to
go? No. Not you, Jenny. You're the one person I do feel comfortable with.
You do know Brian's very happy to have you here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he couldn't have been kinder. Everyone's been so kind. It's part of the problem.
Is it? How?
Brian, Jeff, even Adam this morning.
What?
They're all so thoughtful, the way they look at me. As though they're afraid I'll burst into tears any minute.
Oh, I'm sure they don't think that.
Oh, yes, they do. The trouble is, a lot of the time they're right.
Oh, sweetie.
And that's why I came to see Spearmint. You're not bothered what a mess I am, are you, boy? Hey? As long as I'm not too rough with the dandy brush.
You didn't sleep any better last night?
I got off quite quickly, funnily enough. And then I woke at 2. Replaying everything Matt and I said to each other. And that was that.
And you couldn't drift off again?
No. Did I disturb you getting up to make a cup of tea?
No, not at all. We didn't hear anything.
Good boy. Now the soft brush.
You ought to feel completely at home here, you know, Lillian.
I do. You enjoy being pampered, don't you, boy?
Wish you were eating a little bit more.
Had some toast this morning.
One slice.
I've no appetite, Jenny. That's why I didn't want to join you at lunch. I wasn't being rude.
Oh, don't worry. We understood. Though, if you feel like company later, you know,
no, Brian... I don't think so.
It's only Brian and myself. We thought, now the sun's out, we'd have a drink by the pool in a little while. And if you wanted to join us, you'd be very welcome.
It's very thoughtful of you, darling, but it's too much of an effort.
You won't have to do anything except sit on a chair and soak up the sun.
Have to get changed.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I look such a fright.
Oh, Lillian.
My hair's a bird's nest.
No, it isn't.
That's for my face. I can't look at myself in the mirror. Red, puffy eyes.
Oh, don't be so silly. You look perfectly all right. Brian won't even notice that you're not wearing makeup.
You said you always had a tiny chip on the bottom, and sure enough...
Well, I'm not disputing it's my bowl, Clara.
I should hope not. I've been running round all day looking for that.
What I don't follow is everything else you said. I mean, how it ended up in my kitchen.
They were quite a trail.
Oh, same did it.
First of all, Edward and Jazza had to look out at the boot sale for someone who fitted Daz's description.
A cool dude with a posh bird on his arm.
Yeah, took him ages. But they found him in the end. And you know who it was?
Of course not. I haven't suddenly turned psychic.
You're Christopher.
What? No.
That's who bought the bowl off of Daz last week.
He can't have.
He did, along with Alice. So Edward saw him this morning and got chatting about it.
What, Christopher bought the bowl?
Yes, that's right.
Well, what for?
Well, I'm not really sure about that.
Oh, it mean he must have recognised it.
No.
And realised you'd lost it.
No, he thought it would like your bowl, that's all. And I didn't really lose it.
You did?
Look, it ain't lost when it's been safe in your kitchen for days, Susan.
Oh, well, if Christopher bought it, how come Neil got hold of it?
Ah, well, Christopher sold it to Bolchester Curios, didn't he?
What for?
I suspect he didn't want it.
Well, then why did he buy it?
I'm not certain about that.
And why didn't he say anything about it to me?
No, I don't really know. But once it were in the window at Bolchester Curios and Neil saw it...
Well, he bought it to cheer me up.
Not realising it weren't just like your bowl, it was a real thing.
He can be so slow sometimes.
I'm amazed you didn't recognise it when he brought it home.
Well, I didn't have a good look at it, to be honest.
No.
It got some pig muck on it. I didn't like to touch it.
You'd have saved us a lot of bother if you had have.
Hold on, Clary. How did you find out it was in my cupboard?
That was the last piece in the jigsaw. Just before I came here, I went out to the pigs and Neil said as you told him to put the bowl in there.
Oh, it's only going to be for a few days.
I can't tell you how relieved I am. Do you know, I've had nightmares about not getting it back to you.
Well, I hope I didn't make you feel like that. There was no need.
No, there weren't. Not when it were tucked away with your spare vases all along.
Oh, well, no harm done in the end, eh? Thanks for tracking it down, Clary.
Quite exciting, really. Been sort of a detective.
Though as soon as he comes in, I'm going to ask Christopher what he's been up to. Buying bowls, selling them again 5 minutes later, not saying a word to me about it. Oh, look at all the trouble he's caused.
You want topping up, Lillian?
No, thanks. I haven't touched what you've given me already.
Well, I've got a bottle of Sancerre in the fridge, if you'd rather.
No, it's all right. What were you saying about the Royal, Brian?
Oh, yes. You'll have some more, Jenny.
Oh, yes, please.
David had a call from Borsetshire Fine Foods yesterday. And they'd arranged for a chap from Westbury to show stock in their enclosure at the Royal, making the link between food and farm.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, but he's had to drop out. David and Ruth have agreed to take a couple of Herefords over for the duration of the show.
Are you all right, Lillian? It's too hot and sunny, I'm afraid.
Huh. Well, we can move to the other side of the pool, if you like.
No. It's perfectly good spot. It's me. I think I'm going to lie down for half an hour.
Oh. Well, perhaps we'll see you later, then. Do you want a call when supper's ready?
No, don't worry. I'll come down if I'm hungry.
Oh. Wasn't me, was it? I don't think I said anything.
No, you're being very good.
She looks like she hasn't slept for a month.
Oh, it's so unlike her to be careless with her appearance.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know, even when she's been upset before, she's always made some kind of effort. Oh, I'm so worried, Brian. I'm afraid she seems to be spiralling into a real depression.
There's the chlorine for the rinses.
Okay.
And you've seen where the caustic is for the soak.
Mike, I know all there is to know about cleaning milk bowls.
Jazzer.
Well, I've done it plenty of times before.
When I've had everything set up for you, maybe.
If there's a problem, I'll phone.
Oh, here, just what I want on my honeymoon. No thanks. No, don't worry. You can claim half an hour for this.
Half an hour? I was going to put it down as a training day.
We'll look at the bottling next.
Great.
I'll show you how to get the cowling up and grease the bearings.
What do you want to know that for? You're only going away for a week.
To the Isle of Wight, yeah, but come August, September time, we're off abroad. 10 days or more.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Oliver's going to do the bottling for me then, but you might need to give him a hand.
Fine.
Oh, I am assuming you will be able to cover all the delivery side.
Why not? Nothing else happening for me this summer.
No?
Still no gigs for the lies.
What, Fallon hasn't heard from her agent then?
Nothing good. Anyway, if I'm no roadie, I'll be able to cover all the bottling and rounds you like.
Oh, well, thanks.
No bother.
Ed and Oliver have been really good about it as well, so, well, this wedding's virtually organising itself.
Are you sure you don't mind, Jill?
No.
I usually empty the honesty box about now. See if there are any problems.
I can't remember the last time I went to the fishing lake. It'll be nice to walk down with you.
So, you're still in the running for Trafalgar Square, then?
I'll be in the next draw, but it's our version of the plinth Linda's worried about.
And she hasn't had many applicants yet.
Unfortunately not. It's meant to be one of the big attractions, and with only 2 weeks to go.
Oh, dear.
At least we've had our first young entrant, Molly Button.
Molly? Standing on a platform in the middle of the fete?
Yes.
Well, hope she behaves herself.
So do I. I know her mother's making a costume for her. I don't know what, though.
It might just encourage some other youngsters to take part.
That's what Linda said.
and Bert's booked two slots.
Two?
The first time simply to observe what's happening around him.
Oh?
To use as inspiration for a poem which he'll read out during his second stint.
Well, no wonder Linda's getting desperate.
Not desperate, exactly. Concerned. So if you could put another appeal on the website.
Oh, yes. I'll do it this evening. Creative thinkers required. Mm.
Afternoon.
Hello, Neil.
Did you manage to find Adam?
Yes, I got the address I wanted. Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, it's good.
I don't suppose Alice would be interested.
Much too busy, I'm afraid.
Has she started a summer job?
She's doing an odd few hours at Grey Gables. Though she says it's... well, it's much quieter than last year.
I've heard that from one or two people.
And the rest of the time she's catching up with friends. Seeing as much of Christopher as she can.
Oh, that's still going strong.
Oh, yes. And she's being very good with Lillian as well.
Your poor sister. How is she, Jenny?
Unhappy. Confused.
I was so sorry when I heard. She's lucky she's got you and Brian to stay with.
She doesn't consider herself very lucky at the moment.
I don't think Matt's any happier.
No?
He appears to be keeping entirely to himself. No one's seen him leave the Dower House since he came back.
I got the address from Adam to chase up.
And you paid off the feed, Bill?
Yeah, first thing. Though it doesn't half annoy me, having to raise money on the house for it.
Oh, I wish we hadn't.
Oh, Susan.
Oh, I know, I know.
Go on, carry on putting the tins out if you like.
Oh, it's only these few. Annette sorted most of the shelves this morning.
At least I was able to put in a new order at the same time, so the pigs will be fine.
Oh, did Brendan Evans get hold of you?
No.
And he rang before I left. I gave him your number.
Oh, about the mobile belfry?
Yeah, he says it's all right to have it for the fight.
Oh, thank heavens. I'll call him after supper, which is what I came in for. If you're not going to be back till late...
Oh, I know. I said I'd find you in Christopher something. Mm. Fetch that carrier on the counter.
Well, what's in it?
Pasties. They just need eating up and there's some salad in the fridge.
Oh, well, that'll do nicely.
Yeah. And for dessert...
Oh, we're having a pudding as well, are we?
I paid for it already. I was just keeping it cold.
No, double chopped chip ice cream. Oh, look at the price of it.
It's Bridge Farm. I thought you both deserved a treat. Christopher especially.
What for?
Oh, well, it was such a lovely thought. Buying the bowl at the boot sale to cheer me up.
It would have been if he'd ever given it to you.
Well, he said he was going to, didn't he? Only he decided it wasn't quite right, so he sold it again.
Doesn't make any sense at all, him doing that.
It makes perfect sense, Neil. He's a lovely, thoughtful boy who likes to do something nice for his mum now and then.
So it was going to be a wind-up?
Aye, a complete wind-up. He'd seen Susan go off on my mum when Neil lent the bowl out in the first place, so when he spots one just like it on the stall...
He didn't realise it was the same one.
Hadn't he a clue? I mean, what kind of sad sack looks at fruit bowls that closely? He thought it was near enough for a practical joke.
Well, what was he going to do with it?
Get his Uncle Keith to drap it at his 21st, then stun back while Susan went into orbit.
She would have done, I reckon.
Only Alice persuaded Chris that wasn't very nice. So he sold it instead.
And then Neil buys it from the second-hand shop and takes it home.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Are we done greasing these bearings?
Yeah, let's get the kettle back on and I'll show you what to do if one of the bellows perishes while on the way.
Hiya!
Oh, hello, love.
Do I need something on my hair?
Oh, yeah, please, love. Is there hairnet just there on the shelf?
I thought I would.
Yeah, you're really getting the hang of this, aren't you?
I hope so. That's the plan.
Oh.
Afternoon.
Oh, I couldn't wait for you to come home. So much to tell you.
Have you?
Loads. Oh, and Jazza, I've something nice for you in here.
What, a four-pack of special?
Better than that. Mr. J. McCreary, our very first wedding invitation.
Oh, great.
So it's all sorted at the ball, then?
Yes, Jolene's putting on an early lunch for everyone who comes to the registry office. Like you, Jazza, I hope.
Oh, aye. Can't you see not an invite signed with glitter pen?
Then there's wine and nibbles for casual guests who just want to drop in to congratulate us.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Well done, love.
The pool was your idea, my God.
Don't mind me. I'll just talk to the bottles.
We'll have to finish the rest of the invitations tonight. Mm.
Yeah. Why don't you head off and give Vicky a hand with that new make? I'll close up.
Well, I ain't shown you how to change a bellows yet.
Save it for the morrow. Give me something to look forward to.
Even with Barney coming in?
Oh, yes. Barney helps to get Jack up and then comes back later. But Mum has to do so much else for him at other times.
No wonder Peg is exhausted.
Yes, I try to do what I can for her.
I know you do, Jenny.
Get any shopping she needs or go to the bank. Though she says she doesn't need anything else this week.
Make sure you don't wear yourself out. Especially with Lillian to look after as well.
Mm. That's one of the reasons I usually stay on here for a few minutes once I've collected the takings.
It's lovely and peaceful, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, there's so much on at the moment. I can't even go to the Royal with Brian next week.
What a pity.
Yeah, it does seem a shame. The last one.
That's why Phil wants to go. For all 4 days.
Really?
He's offered to look after the Herefords David and Ruth are taking up.
Oh, Borsetshire Fine Foods.
He's volunteered to look after them the whole time, even staying over at night.
Well, that'd be very demanding.
Far too much for him these days. Though he doesn't see it.
Well, I'd have thought so.
Fortunately, David won't let him. He's going to make sure there's plenty of other help as well.
You're going yourself?
Yes, on Tuesday. There's an apiary at Stoneleigh I want to visit.
Oh.
I don't know if you've been listening to the early morning farming programme.
Oh, I catch a few minutes sometimes, yes.
It's been quite interesting lately. Two of their producers have been learning beekeeping from scratch.
Yes.
They've set up their own hive from a nucleus.
You're going to see how they're getting on?
I'd like to. They sound very keen. Even if they've still got an awful lot to learn about doing it properly.
What's this surname, Mike?
Sterling. Caroline and Oliver Sterling.
Sterling. Grange Farm.
Yeah, well, I'll drop that one in by hand.
Then I think that's everyone.
Well, that's not been too bad, has it?
And it's great news about Roy.
Well, we ain't just agreed to do the filming, neither. He's going to make a speech at the reception as well.
Oh, that's nice.
There'll be one or two things about me.
Of course.
But mostly I've asked him to welcome you into the family.
Aw. That's lovely, Mike. Mm. You honestly don't mind about the presents?
No, not at all.
I mean, I think your idea, people paying for a tree to be planted somewhere in our name, is lovely. Really lovely. But...
No, I understand what you're getting at.
More traditional guests expect a wedding list, don't they? They'll be put out if we don't have one.
You're probably right.
So, why not offer both? A tree or something from the list I've opened in Underwoods.
That was a good idea.
Oh, there's so much to choose from there. And no one has to spend a fortune.
No. Well, it's not though there's much we need, is there?
No. We're very well set up between the two of us.
Well, we should be at our stage of life.
Though I've put down a few things we could do with. A juicer.
Oh, right.
A bigger kettle, a new toaster.
Well, that one ain't bad.
Oh, it's long past its best, Mike. Huh? And if we're looking to change the colours in one or two of the rooms as well...
Are we?
Only in time. Like we are in the kitchen and maybe the bedroom.
Oh, not been decorated long.
I'm not talking about tomorrow. Oh. No great rush. But if anyone wants to buy us that lovely breakfast crockery or towels or bedding to go with the new colours, why not let them?
Yeah, why not? Mm.
And I haven't just been busy organising the reception and wedding list. I've something even better to tell you.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Thursday afternoon, I'm taking 2 hours off work to choose my dress.
Oh, big day then.
And I'm taking someone very special with me.
Alison?
No, Brenda.
Brenda's going with you?
She's volunteered. When I saw her on the green this afternoon.
Blimey.
You don't mind, do you?
Well, no, Oh, I'm delighted. She actually volunteered.
Well, if you ask me now, I can't say exactly whose idea it was first. It just happened naturally.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Finding the right time for both of us took some doing, though. She seems ever so busy for someone who's just finished college. But we finally hit on Thursday.
Well, now, that is great.
I tell you, Mike, she couldn't have been happier about it.
Sorry I'm late, Elizabeth.
Don't worry.
Oh, I was coming in early, especially to... Oh, you've done the workbooks.
Is that all right, Hayley?
That's brilliant. I'm so sorry.
I saw the photocopies in the office, so I thought I might as well bring them over.
Oh, let me put the rest out. Oh.
These are pretty much the last, I think.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. I'm so sorry.
No, it's no trouble.
I got up in plenty of time. I always do when we're expecting Darrington Primary. They send such demanding children.
Oh, don't they? I thought they were going to demolish the crap barn last year. Well, until I saw how well you handled them.
I wanted to be early, not 20 minutes late. Then Roy got a phone call at breakfast. Oh, it's paper and crayons for the leaf rubbings.
On the craft table.
You've put those out as well?
And I've dug out the butterfly and beetle charts. I don't know if you're planning to use them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What time are the children getting here?
I told Mrs. Simpson I'd meet them in the coach park at 1:30.
Oh, Mrs. Simpson. Nigel calls her the Dragon of Darrington.
So do I. She watches my every move.
Well, at least now you've got time for a coffee before she arrives. If you don't mind sharing a flask.
Oh, Elizabeth, you're wonderful. I haven't had a drink all morning.
Come on then, let's sit down.
So I was just making one when Grey Gables called. An emergency with the Latvians.
Latvians?
Oh, Lutherans. Can't remember which. Well, one of them was robbed in Hollerton last night.
Oh, no.
Caroline's gone back to the police station with them. She was supposed to meet a rep from a tour company this morning, so Roy's had to go in.
Oh, there's always something, isn't there?
Thanks. It wouldn't have mattered. Brenda was happy to take Abby for an hour or two. Only I left her outside in a buggy for a minute just before we left, and I saw that somehow she managed to get chicken poo all over her dress.
While she was in the buggy?
I don't know how it happened. By the time I changed her and dropped her off, I was running late.
Well, you've caught up now, so relax.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Oh, it's not easy. Juggling family and work, is it? You handle it so well, usually.
Thanks. You're right. It's a struggle sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Like last night, Vicky came round. She wants Phoebes to be a ring bearer at the wedding.
That's nice.
Phoebes was thrilled. She really likes Vicky. But try getting her to bed when she's that excited.
Oh, dear.
We'd only just got her upstairs when Brenda dropped in for a rant.
About what?
Same thing, the wedding. Well, she's raving. She's been press-ganged into helping Vicky choose her dress.
Brenda's not very keen on Vicky.
Not her biggest fan. So we stayed up, calming her down for hours. Didn't get to bed till late. And then, as soon as we're up this morning, there's a problem with the Lutherans.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what's the trouble with Roy being so important to Grey Gables? We have to work everything else around him.
Well, you're very important to us, Hayley.
Oh, thanks.
But it's not just a compliment, it's true. School parties have become an important part of the business in the last few years, and it's largely due to your efforts.
Oh.
You've helped build our local profile significantly. And we can't afford to let that slip in such difficult times.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. This morning was a one-off. I promise I won't be late again.
No, it's all right. There was no harm done.
Well, thanks to you, getting the barn ready and making up flasks of life-saving coffee. Actually, you must have started really early to do all this. What time did you get up, Elizabeth?
My first client's at 10:15.
Right, so you're not dashing straight off to work, then?
Not for another 20 minutes.
Oh, in that case, look, it was so late by the time we got back yesterday, but...
Well, I told you, Ma would have been offended if I hadn't stayed most of the evening. She'd invited friends.
No, I'm not complaining, Ma, but you were so tired when you got here.
Well, 3 days of Ma, Pa is exhausted.
Yes, I didn't get to ask you about Blossom Hill Cottage.
We talked about it when you rang on Sunday.
Yeah, I touched on it, maybe, but I still don't understand. Why didn't you tell me the new tenant's going to be Jim Lloyd?
I thought I'd bring my tea out here, darling.
Oh, Lillian, that's nice.
They're pretty, aren't they?
Yeah.
My pelargoniums. They badly needed watering.
Oh, I thought they were geraniums.
Well, that's what everybody calls them. They were bone dry. You're looking a bit more rested this morning, Lillian.
Yeah. Well, I managed a couple of hours last night.
Well, that's good.
It's more than that, actually.
It's put some colour back in your cheeks.
Oh, that's out of a pot, darling.
No, you do look better. And your hair's looking lovely.
Yes, well, it's amazing what a wash can do. It was the phone that woke me.
Oh, what a shame. Mm. If you were having a proper sleep.
Seems so early for anyone to call.
Oh, it happens all the time, I'm afraid. If people can't get through to Adam's mobile, they ring the house.
Oh, it was for Adam.
It was the engineer for the grain dryer, I think.
Time some people start.
You know, I think I'll get myself a cup of tea and I'll join you.
Oh, it's a fresh pot.
You don't mind if I do?
No, I know.
And I'm going to call in on Mum later.
Oh?
Before going into Borchester. I don't know if you feel like coming with me.
I'm not sure.
Well, mull it over.
Jenny?
Yeah?
Am I right in thinking there was a second call?
Yes, from the abattoir.
Oh.
About the pickup of some lambs later in the week.
Oh. I knew it'd be something like that.
Apart from anything else, he's only just sent the tenancy agreement back.
You didn't have to wait till then to tell me.
Who knew there'd been some inquiries about the cottage?
Not from Jim Lloyd.
There was no point in saying anything. These things fall through so often.
All the
same.
But
I didn't want to waste your time.
Fine, if he was just an ordinary tenant.
Alan, I was busy at work. I was planning the weekend with my parents.
How long would it have taken to say something?
If I thought of it, I would have done.
I'm amazed you didn't.
Why?
But you know how difficult things have been between me and Shula.
Ugh.
Look, it's been so awkward ever since she decided to worship at the cathedral. It just drives another wedge between us.
As far as I can tell, she's perfectly happy going to Felpersham. So why haven't you got over it?
It's about the kind of ministry I offer, Usha. It's the message I send out.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Tell the agency to refuse the letter?
Of course not.
They've handled it all. I haven't had any contact with Jim myself.
Just one simple conversation
it
is all we needed.
Up.
Then I could have spoken sensibly to Shula on the Sunday instead of being completely caught out.
Alan, let me say it again. I did not know that Jim hadn't told them. I assumed he had.
Yes, but
so it's my fault her family don't speak to each other, is it? That she doesn't know what her father-in-law's doing?
Well, it's not just the Hebden Lloyds who keep secrets, is it? Apparently we're doing the same thing now.
I hope Darrington enjoy their visit.
Oh, they will. I always love exploring the grounds and treetop walk. And I hope you catch up on your rest later.
I can always go to bed a bit earlier tonight if I'm tired.
That'll only make matters worse, Elizabeth.
Probably.
If you're waking up as soon as it's light, an early night won't help you sleep through.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Hayley. Everyone has phases like this, don't they?
I don't. Now Abby's sleeping better, I never wake up before 7 o'clock. And it's hard enough then.
It's only the last few weeks my sleep pattern's gone haywire.
And you always get up?
Oh, yeah, straight away. I'll go to the office or have a walk round the grounds to see if anything needs doing. That's how I got into the habit of making a flask.
Must take so much willpower. Getting out of bed when you don't need to.
Otherwise, I just lie there, not daring to move in case I wake Nigel.
So, what is it? The light? The birds?
I don't know. Suddenly I'm awake and my head's buzzing. Have Freddie and Lily packed what they need for school?
Oh,
dreaming up new promotions, wondering how to make the most of the attractions.
Lower Loxley isn't in trouble, is it?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that.
Oh, thank heavens.
I mean, obviously, customers are feeling the pinch this year, but we're holding up fairly well.
It's always quite busy when I'm in.
We looked at the average visitor spend since Easter on Sunday, and we've nothing to complain about.
Mm, good.
In fact, Nigel says I should think less about the business and more about other things, and then I might start sleeping better.
What sort of things?
Outside interests. He says I need a hobby.
Mm. Does anything appeal? Darts? Welly wanging?
Well, Nigel thought I should stand for the Ambridge Parish Council. I had to point out that wouldn't actually work with me living over here.
Oh, perhaps tomorrow, Jenny. Not today, though. Mum asked me anything about Matt.
I quite understand.
Give her my love, though, when you go. And Jack.
Yes, I will.
Tell her I'll be over later in the week, perhaps.
You don't have to commit yourself now.
No. Thanks. Though Brian seems convinced I'm on the mend.
It was intended as a compliment, Lillian.
I know, very gallant. Noticing I got the old war paint on again. Glad to see the fighting spirit making a comeback.
Perhaps he could have put it a little bit more tactfully.
It was very kind of him. He's trying to cheer me up.
But not very accurate.
Not really, Jenny. I'm afraid my fighting spirit's gone missing in action.
And you're not feeling any better at all?
The longer I go without hearing from Matt, the worse it gets. Every time there's someone at the door, the phone rings. My heart's in my mouth.
Oh, sweetie.
I keep imagining it's him. You know, he's sorry for all the things he said. He wants me to come back. And, of course, I should tell him to get lost for the way he's treated me. But I never do. I throw my arms around him and let him hold me tight. Like he's never going to let go. It's the moment I dream about, Jenny. It's the only time I'll ever be happy again.
Is that why you're taking trouble with your appearance again?
Oh, it's pathetic, isn't it?
No.
No, it is. I know it is. Even though we've gone too far along the wrong road, I can't help imagining. You know, if he did come here and he saw me, hair everywhere, my face all puffy, well, it's not how I want him to see me.
Oh, Lily.
Don't lecture me.
I'm not going to.
I know it's not PC. I know it's not the right way to behave, depending so much on a man.
There's no right or wrong way.
I can't help it, Jenny. It's just how I am. I'm finding life without Matt absolutely unbearable.
Well, that's secure.
Okay, Charlie.
Thanks.
That's good, Dad. The mother hasn't flown out.
Well, we weren't that noisy, and barn owls are very placid.
But isn't that going to make it harder getting the owlets out if she's still in the nest box?
No. She'll just settle down at the back while I bring them down.
All right.
Hello, Charlie.
Ah, hi.
Do you know everyone connected with animals in Borsetshire, Alistair?
I've had plenty of contact with the bird groups. You're still singing?
Once in a while.
We're about to ring the young barn owls.
Oh, well, I won't hold you up. I've seen Ruth about the calf. I've given it some antibiotics and a gel. See if that clears things up.
Oh, okay.
Now I'd better press on if I'm going to get to Nets this evening.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
And good luck with the owls.
Cheers.
Why did he ask if you're still singing, Charlie?
No, nothing important.
Well, if you're happy with the ladder...
Oh, perfect.
I promised I'd help Ruth bring the cows down for milking, so I'll leave you to it.
It won't take us that long.
Okay. Don't expect much help from Pip, though.
What?
She's still got a sore head from last night.
Oh, yes?
No, I haven't.
She and her friends finally had their post-exam party. She was reeling all over the place when she came back.
I hardly drank anything.
Oh?
Though Jonathan was in quite a state.
I'll diary it when I got the strawberries ready for Mum to take to market.
Ah, so you will need me, Adam.
Oh, definitely. For trailer duty and in the grain store.
Uh-huh. But you don't know how long for or when?
Well, tell me what the weather's going to be like the next few weeks, Neil. And I'll tell you about harvest.
Oh, well, fair enough. So, when should I give you a ring?
The middle of next week. Or call in.
Oh, all right. Oh, and thanks for giving me Mark Wickham's number.
Oh, did you get in touch?
Yes, but he doesn't need any wieners. He's out of the pig business now.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
It was a good thought, though. Right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
That isn't Alice on Spearmint, is it?
No, Lillian.
Oh, how is she?
Well, still in pieces, I'm afraid. Spends more time with Spearmint than with us.
Mike says there's always a light on in the Dower House when he starts his round.
Really?
Matt must be staying up all night. I don't know what he's up to.
No, and I wouldn't like to speculate.
Right. If you write down the ring number while I wait...
Right, it's...
It's GM27541.
Okay.
And its weight is... Yeah, 355 grams.
He looked the biggest.
Well, yes, the firstborn.
And what did you call it? The eggs hatching on different days?
Asynchronous. Not all at once. Have you got the ruler there so I can measure the wing?
Yep, here.
That way, see, in a bad year for voles and shrews, at least one or two survive. Right. He's got a P7 of 105 mil.
Got it.
And the next?
Are they always so quiet, Charlie?
Oh, yes. They just huddle together on the ground and wait patiently till we're done.
They look quite funny. Balls of white fluff, all leaning over.
You'd swear they were dozing off, wouldn't you? Now, that's on securely. GM27542.
Doesn't it seem odd sometimes?
What?
Working with birds in the day, being an Elvis impersonator at night.
I'm not an Elvis impersonator. I sing rock and roll in one or two pubs.
Oh, I'll have to look out for you.
Just under. Put that down as 338 grams.
And is it a good year for the voles?
Well, not bad. So, all five have a reasonable chance of surviving, finding enough to eat.
And when will they leave the nest?
Any time between mid-August and November.
At least it's not like the lapwings we have.
No.
They don't have predators to worry about.
No, only hard winters and fast cars. P7, 100 mil exactly.
Are you going to sing Heartbreak Hotel before you go?
No. Do you want to ring the next one, Pip?
Can I?
No problem. I've got a helper's endorsement on my permit.
Right. Which one do you think? This one?
Yeah.
And Eddie's quite happy about it then, is he?
Oh, yeah. Keep going. As long as we let him have a couple of tickets for the show.
All right. Well, Bert doesn't mind staying over one or two nights to look after the stock as well.
Go on through. So there won't be that much work for Phil to do then?
Nope. No, just sit by the pen every now and again. Chat to visitors about the benefits of Hereford beef, you know.
He'll enjoy that.
Yeah, and the rest of the time he can have a good look round the Royal. Right. Come through and I'll close the gate.
OK. If you're at Nets later, do you want me to do some halter training with the ones we're taking?
Oh, that'd be great, love. Yeah. Well, the more they get used to it, the better.
Definitely, Alistair. Those two dropped high catches cost us a game on Saturday.
Yeah, well, the drills tonight should help.
And it's a reasonable turnout.
Oh, God. Trust me to be the last to get changed.
Well, David's not here yet.
Well, that's something.
Oh, I was going to ask. I've managed to get hold of the mobile belfry for the fete. You know, people pay a pound to try their hand at bell ringing.
Yeah, that'll go down well.
Except I need some experienced ringers there to show how it's done. I wondered if Shula would be interested.
Oh, she might be.
Oh, but you don't think it's likely?
Oh, go ahead and ask. I just don't know how much spare time we'll have in the next week or two.
Oh?
Once I brought my father down from Melrose.
Wait, you're going up to collect him?
I'm off tomorrow to supervise the packing, driving him down on Friday.
Oh.
Apologies, sorry, couldn't help it.
Oh, evening, David.
I had to fix one of the filters in the dairy.
Why can't your dad drive himself down?
He sold his car last week.
What, just before moving?
Typical Jim.
Wants to buy a new one when he gets down here.
Oh.
Once he's decided on the right sort of vehicle for the wilds of Ambridge.
What's happening? Where is everybody?
We're ready now, Adam.
About time. We're raring to get started out there.
They even have a website address on the rings. Charlie says more birds get reported that way.
Oh, who knows where else they'll end up?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Now, steer back a bit, can you, Pip? Let's see if I can get the halter on.
Why can't I help?
Because we don't want to excite her. I'm just going to quietly slip the halter on her.
I could have done it.
I know you could. But just indulge me, right? I don't often get the chance to handle the Herefords.
Oh, go on then.
This one was used to a halter as a calf, so she's not been too bad. Have you, girl?
And the others are getting better as well.
Well, tell me if I've got this right. I've got the lead rope on the left side of her head.
Yep, so far so good.
Now I take the halter over her nose, nice and gently. It's all right, girl.
Oh, you've got the nose piece a bit low.
Right. How's that?
Better.
And over the ears. Right, now we're going to give her a little time to get used to the feel of it again before I try to move her.
And at least we're not showing them at the Royal, just keeping them in the pen.
They'll be all right with that, won't you, girl? It won't shake off, I'm afraid.
Was Usha in a bad mood this evening?
I didn't realise you'd seen her. She wasn't here long.
Well, I heard her when I was upstairs. Couldn't make out what she was saying, but she didn't exactly sound very happy.
Well, strictly between you and me,
yes,
she isn't. She and Alan have hit a real landmark in their marriage. Their first big row.
What about?
Miscommunication. Usha didn't get round to telling him. Alistair's dad's taken Blossom Hill.
Does it matter?
Well, Alan's quite annoyed about it. Oh, you ready to move, girl? I told Usha not to worry. Every marriage has its arguments.
And how?
Pip,
it's how you get over them that matters.
Right, finish after your last throw.
So, Brenda's changed her opinion then?
Well, Susan reckons she must have if she's helping Vicky choose her dress tomorrow.
Well, Mike will be pleased.
All right, same groups of three.
All right.
Decision-making. Spread out. Take it in turns to put up good, high throws between the other two.
Oh, this is because Robert put down those two sitters.
Eye on the ball, make your mind up early, and put your name on it if it's your catch. Good and loud. Work together. Okay, then. Get started.
Oh, it's you, me, and Alistair again.
Yep. Suits me.
We got a ball.
Yes. Here we are.
For heaven's sake! Barry, steeple your fingers!
You start us off, nice and high between Neil and me.
Okay, all right, here goes.
Oh, it's mine!
Keep your eye on it.
It's right in the sun!
Relax your hands!
Oh, well.
Hey, get it before it runs down the slope! Oh.
It's all right, I'll fetch it.
All right.
What a great start.
Leave it, that's mine!
David?
Hmm?
I noticed a bit of an atmosphere this evening.
What do you mean?
It's gone into the hedge.
Oh, no one seems very motivated.
Oh, well, that's nets, isn't it? You know, you have good weeks and bad weeks.
Yeah, well, we only seem to have bad weeks recently. And it doesn't help Adam constantly undermining me.
What? Well, I don't think he's doing it consciously.
Maybe not, but whatever drill I want to use, he knows a better one.
Fine!
Well, there are bound to be a few grumbles, you know, when we're on a losing streak.
Grumbles about my captaincy?
Nothing that a win or two won't put right.
Oh, I can't see. It's got to. No, hang on.
You know, I really don't know if I need this.
Oh, come on, Alistair.
The cricket's meant to be a break from stress, not adding to it.
Wake up, Duncan!
Perhaps it'd be better for me and the team if I just took a breather.
What?
Step down as captain.
Alistair,
no. I mean it, David. I just don't need the hassle.
Oh,
look, you're only saying that because you've had a hard afternoon. And you've got 2 days driving ahead of you to collect Jim. That's enough to bring anyone down.
Right. Come on, spread out, you two.
If only it was just the driving.
Here you go, Brenda.
Best grab another one before they've all gone.
Oh, thanks, Kenton.
Yeah, almond croissants are proving very popular this afternoon.
Yep, mainly with me.
Yeah, well, you're fully entitled. A 2-1 is excellent.
Yeah, well, personally, I can think of better ways to celebrate getting my degree.
What, than eating in Jack's? No, not possible.
No, than waiting to meet Vicky.
Oh, you'll have a great time looking at wedding dresses together. Oh, it's genetic with women, isn't it?
I am so not going to enjoy myself.
Why did you agree then?
Because she cornered me on the green and wouldn't take no for an answer.
Oh, dear.
In the end, it was either chuck myself in the pond or give in. Right now, I wish I'd chosen the pond.
What's so dreadful about helping her?
Everything. I mean, apart from anything else, she's got awful taste in clothes.
Oh, I think she dresses very attractively.
You have not seen the kind of wedding dresses she's got in mind.
No.
Explosions in a meringue factory. She showed me some photos yesterday.
Well, perhaps you can be the voice of moderation, then.
Yeah? I don't want to be.
Look, it's the price you pay for being so sorted out.
Eh?
Haven't you noticed? People value your judgment, Brenda. You've got insights.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, while we're quiet, I'd love your opinion on my plans for this place.
Oh, I'm not really in the right frame of mind, Kenzie.
No, it's all right. I've only a few notes and sketches to show you. You see, you and Tom are precisely the demographic I'm aiming at. Affluent young professionals.
Really?
Yeah. Ah, there you go, look. What do you make of the layout I'm proposing?
If you want to stay up here, Lillian, I'll get Istvan to show you around.
Not interested in strawberries, Adam.
No, only I should be in Broadbank.
Oh, well, get off then.
If you'd caught me at any other time...
No, it's all right, darling, it's all right.
You don't want a lift on the quad bike?
No, I'll walk back. I only came up here to see if you or Ian had heard anything.
What, about Matt?
Yeah. Has anyone said anything about him in the village?
Well, nothing particularly significant.
You've heard something. Adam, please, what is it?
So, you're getting rid of the flat completely?
Yeah, it's being ripped out to create the mezzanine. See, we have to fit in more customers for this to be viable.
That could work.
And then, drinks license. Big change of hours. We'll open at mid-morning for the coffee trade and go on till late evening.
What? No more belly buster breakfasts.
Depending on customer response, we may keep an all-day belly buster.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah, but come nightfall, there's a complete change of mood. We have tapas, chilled music, cocktails, fine wines.
With excellent markups.
Yeah, well, people pay for quality, Brenda. They come for the buzz.
And what does the owner think?
I'm only taking this to him when I've got every last detail worked out. I'm not giving him any wiggle room to refuse.
And how does Kathy feel about it, now that she's seen the plans?
Well, she still has one or two minor concerns.
Yeah? She was worried she'd never see you, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
And that's true, isn't it? I mean, if this gets going.
Well, in the short term, yeah. But when it really takes off, then, Mr. Sandland will get increased profits, which means an increased salary for me, and then better holidays.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah, so Kathy will soon see the benefits.
Right.
No, it's like I told Shula and Alistair last night. It's just swings and roundabouts. Though, I wish I hadn't called in on them, really.
No?
No, God, it was like attending a festival of misery. Alistair was getting ready to collect his dad from Scotland and...
Cancel the search parties! I'm here.
Hiya, Vicky.
Afternoon, Kenny. Oh, I haven't kept you waiting, have I, Bryn?
It's all right. I'm in no rush.
Oh, I've just come from Rodway's. I've completed the paperwork to put my flat on the market.
Oh, well done.
Oh, it took longer than I thought, but now I'm ready to shop with a vengeance.
That's what I don't get, Adam. I mean, he's not just cutting himself off from me, is he? If what you've said is true, he's shutting everyone out.
All I've heard is no one's seen him since he got back.
He hasn't even been to the pub or to the shop?
Not as far as I know. That doesn't mean he hasn't been out at all, though.
This is exactly what Matt does. He turns in on himself. No one can talk to him, least of all me.
Look, don't blame yourself.
I'm not. It's just I thought when I left, it might bring him to his senses, but obviously it hasn't.
No.
The first 2 or 3 days I was here, I kept expecting... Well, I'm just going to have to get used to the idea. There's no easy fix, is there? If only there was something that I could do.
Well, I agree with Mum. It's not up to you to put things right.
Well, I wouldn't know how to, Adam.
Well, even if you did, after what Matt's put you through, he's got to make the first move. He owes you that much. And if he's not ready, well...
Who's that? Oh, Brian.
And I know why.
I thought you'd be over there already, Adam.
I'm just going.
Well, the lorry's here in less than 2 hours. We need to get cracking. Afternoon, Lillian. Can I give you a lift?
No thanks, Brian. I'm not going anywhere.
Hello, Brenda. Thumbs up on this one?
It's better than the last one.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's much better than the beaded top.
Mm, I do like it, but I thought the beaded top was out of this world.
Oh, it was, completely. But this one's just as eye-catching.
Oh, I love the lace.
The only thing is...
Yes?
Well, if you're determined to go strapless...
You've got to these days, haven't you?
The cut around the bust. Mm,
it's nicely fig-hogging, isn't it?
Yeah, and perhaps it draws a little too much attention there.
Do you honestly think so?
Yeah.
All right, so go back to the beaded?
No. Why don't you try something else?
Hmm. Oh, perhaps you're right, Bryn. After all, there are plenty more to look at.
Yeah.
We've hardly scratched the tip of the iceberg.
Well, a generous 40.
She'll do it.
Go on. Off you go. And the next, please.
Go on. Not very adventurous, is it, salad?
Not any old salad. Mouth-watering ones he can prepare up in the air in front of an audience, including the crumbled blue cheese artichoke number you rave about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one's all right.
38. Yeah, Ian's got very limited options. The plinth's made of straw and wood, so he can't actually cook anything up there. Yeah, you'll do. That way.
Shame he can't set fire to it, really. The best thing that could happen, if you ask me. Go on.
Don't be so cynical. The plinth could be the best part of the whole face.
Really? You give me the coconut shy any day.
Ian wants to try some of the salads out tonight. I invited Lillian over, but... 37. That's fine.
What, not interested?
No, not at all.
She seems to be getting more depressed the longer she stays here.
Go on! Yeah, she's worried sick about Matt being locked away all the time.
Yeah, I know. No, it's odd, isn't it? And when I drove past the Dower House an hour ago, all the curtains were still drawn. Go on! I mean, what do you think he's up to?
Bryn?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes, still ready.
So, what do you think?
Oh, my.
It's a jaw-dropper, isn't it?
Definitely.
When I looked in the mirror... I couldn't believe what it does for me.
No.
It would make anyone a princess, wouldn't it?
It's quite spectacular.
Are you not sure, Bryn?
Well...
Go on. Be honest. That's what you're here for.
It's only, we did say, like, the last dress drew attention to your bust.
I know, it did, didn't it?
And this one, it's even more like that, so...
Let's see. Oh, you're absolutely right, but in a good way, don't you think?
Oh, it feels gorgeous. Like I'm floating on air. That's a plus.
Oh, it's no good. I've fallen totally in love with it, Bryn. This is the one.
You're not going to buy it.
Watch me. It's like with me and your dad. Why keep searching when you found perfection?
Right. Well, your decision.
And while we're spoiling ourselves, I've noticed a lovely little dress that would go perfectly with it.
For your going away outfit?
No. For you at the wedding.
Oh.
Very similar sort of style, strapless.
No.
If you're worried about the cost.
No.
It's my trait.
No, thank you so much. But I have chosen what I'm wearing already.
Ah. Have you?
Yeah.
And you're not tempted to have a little look at what I've found for you?
No.
Oh, that is so sweet. You've been thinking ahead already, looking forward to the big day. Mm. Well, but here's something you can't refuse.
Oh.
Thanks for being such a pal and helping me make such a fabulous choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a strain.
On you go.
Is this the last one?
Yeah. And I'm not just thinking of myself.
No? 36.
Wearing your poor mother out.
You'll just about do.
Trying to buck Lillian up, taking her out of herself.
In you go.
On top of all the time she spends keeping an eye on Jack and Peggy, and looking after Alice and Rory.
Looking after you?
Quite. I mean, I just wonder how long Lillian's going to stay.
You can't ask her to leave, Brian.
Oh, no, go. I wouldn't dream of it. But it's not very easy, permanently treading on eggshells.
I'm sure it isn't.
Can you see an end to it? Any resolution between her and Matt in the near future?
Not while they're not speaking.
No, it was so strange, Adam. I mean, all the curtains closed at the Dower House. It's like nobody lives there anymore.
Yeah, not very encouraging, is it?
No. It's not like Matt to hide away. He's always thrived on company, being the centre of attention.
I still don't know how serious he was in the car with Lillian that time, driving like a maniac.
What? I mean, do you think he really wanted to harm himself?
I don't know.
One of my great regrets is I didn't pick up the signals with Greg.
No one did.
Well, perhaps some of us could have tried harder. But I've often thought, if I'd realised what was going on earlier, I wouldn't have had to open that door and see what I saw.
Do you think Matt's feeling that way now?
I've no idea, Adam. But perhaps it's time someone found out.
She's engrossed in the tennis.
Oh, Mum?
Yeah, Dad said she's been hooked on Wimbledon this year.
Oh, I haven't had a chance to see any of it. Good boy, Titan.
Is he new, Sheila?
Yes, full livery.
Oh, that's good.
It certainly is. He's starting to get used to us.
Well, while I was over here, I thought I'd call in to wish you good luck.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth.
It is today, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That looks too low. I'm going over to Blossom Hill in half an hour, opening up for the removal van.
I'm sure it'll be a lot easier than before.
Oh, nearly finished, Titan.
I mean, Jim having his own place will make all the difference.
Oh, I'd love to believe that.
It will. You probably won't even see that much of him.
Too tight, is it, boy? Well, I'm not taking any chances.
No?
I'm going to be very busy in the next few weeks.
So you can't be at his beck and call?
Oh, I've got plenty of work to do. And Neil's found me a job at the Fate that'll keep me out of Jim's way.
What's that?
Helping with the mobile belfry.
Oh, I'll have to have a go at that.
Oh, please do. I don't want to be standing round all afternoon desperate for takers.
That's more Linda's problem, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I wonder if she's signed up any more for the plinth.
No, not many. I saw her and Robert outside the shop. She's feeling very flat about it.
Well, it is depressing when you have an inspired idea and no one responds.
Well, Robert joked we ought to raise interest by inviting Anthony Gormley.
It should certainly do that.
Funny thing is, I have met him a couple of times.
Anthony Gormley? Mm. Oh, yeah, I think I remember you saying.
Through Julia. She knew the mother of one of his school friends.
Yeah, didn't you see him when Field was in Felpersham Cathedral?
Yeah, that's right. And again at an opening in Birmingham.
Mm. You didn't get his phone number, did you?
Why does a tractor always have to pull out in front?
We must, Alistair.
No, Dad.
We have to.
We're over an hour behind the removal van already.
So what difference will a few more minutes make?
We've left Shula to supervise everything at Blossom Hill Cottage.
Which is why I want to...
No!
I can't arrive without some small token of gratitude, can I?
Sure she won't mind.
Well, I do. It'd be most ungentlemanly. Never mind the time, we simply have to call to the shop.
Dad!
That's sufficient, Alistair. I insist.
Uh,
One more time.
Hold on.
Ah, Brian.
Ah, you're all right, Matt?
Yes.
I was on my way to Waterley Cross. Thought I'd just call in and see how you are.
Well, I'm fine, thanks. So if that satisfies your curiosity...
Actually, now I'm here, may I come in for a moment?
No, sorry, it's not convenient. I'm in the middle of something. Oh. So if you'll excuse me...
Well, no, look, I won't keep you long.
No, look, I really am busy.
Matt, you and Lillian need to start talking.
Yeah, thanks for your concern, Brian, but I don't have time for a discussion right now.
All I'm saying...
Yeah, I heard you, and I'm sorry to have wasted your time if you've come over specially.
No, look, as I said to you, I'm on my way to see Perry in Waterley Cross.
What, Perry Stonehouse?
Yes.
You still in touch with him?
Yeah, well, not as much as when he used to do business with the BL, but, you know, we meet up once in a while.
Yeah?
Anyway, look, I'm sorry if I disturbed you.
No, look, it's me being rude. You know how it is when you're focused on something and get interrupted. Now, come in for a sec.
You sure that's all right?
Yeah, it's... Look, it's kind of your call round. Come in.
And to give Susan credit, she knocked a pound off, because they're starting to wilt.
Dad did ask if she'd any other flowers left.
But it was Hobson's choice, I'm afraid. Still, stick them in water, and they might perk up.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That's very thoughtful. And welcome to your new home.
Thank you, Shula. I hadn't realised the hall was so pokey.
Sorry, we're even later than I said.
Pity we missed all the action.
Yes, the men only left 10 minutes ago. They said they couldn't hang on any longer.
Well, I'm not surprised. We held them up long enough this morning.
Good job you were here to order them about, Shula.
Oh, well, once Alistair rang to say how far behind you were...
At least it was self-evident where everything had to go.
A few labels on boxes might have helped.
Well, there was no need. Though it's probably as well to check you haven't left everything at sixes and sevens.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I've had it easy. Wally and the rest of the men were lovely.
Yeah, well, they must have been so pleased to finish before Dad got here.
I gather he was rather difficult when they were loading.
Difficult? He was determined to teach them their job from scratch.
Wally said something about the wine chest.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Oh. It was on the van before Dad realised he'd left some unwrapped glasses in it.
No.
Kitchen's not too bad.
Oh, good!
They were not very happy about digging it out again.
And how did you get left so far behind?
I told you. We lost 20 minutes calling in for a prescription.
Why hadn't he collected it earlier?
Oh, that would have been far too sensible. And as for service stations, could we find an acceptable one?
Where's my desk? What have you done with my desk, Shula?
It's upstairs.
What?
In the little bedroom.
Why have you put it in there?
It's going to be your study, isn't it?
Yes.
Alistair told me, so I got them to take it up there.
But I don't want a desk in my study.
Oh.
Well, there's more natural light in the living room. That's where I'll get most of my work done.
You didn't say that, Dad.
It's obvious once you see where the windows are.
Well, it wasn't obvious to me.
What a confounded nuisance. Still, no use grousing about it.
No.
You'll simply have to bring it down again.
Sorry, I had to close a couple of things on the computer. You should have opened the curtains properly.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted them left as they were.
No, I'm not in here during the daytime much. That's why they're still drawn.
Oh, wish I had shares in Harry That Curry.
Oh, yeah, the cons. Yeah, I've been meaning to have a good clear-up in here.
Yeah, all right, I see you've already done some rearranging.
What's that?
Well, the room looks different, Matt. I mean, what's happened to that picture over the fireplace?
Oh, yeah, I took it down the other day.
Wasn't there an oil painting in the alcove, that abstracty nude?
Yeah, I've been occupying myself, seeing what things look like in different places.
Oh, I see.
It's a long time since I saw Perry.
Well, apart from interior design, what else has been keeping you busy?
Oh, lots of things. I have got a life beyond BL and C3PL, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
So, if Lillian sent you round here to see what I'm up to...
Matt, stop it. Lillian has nothing to do with me coming round.
No.
I came to see how you're getting on.
Well, here I am, Scrubbed and dressed, not drooling and falling over incapable.
No one thought that, Matt.
Good. So what's keeping you busy, Brian?
Well, preparing for harvest, mainly.
Good, right, yeah.
But more importantly, Jenny and I are having to support Lillian. She's very distressed, Matt.
What are you seeing Perry about, by the way?
I'm catching up, mainly. Hoping to persuade him to come back to the shoot this autumn. Bookings are down a bit.
He's still hooked up with that Portuguese girl. You know, long black hair, good looking.
You mean the fine art dealer? What was she called?
Anna Paula, I think. Handled a lot of exports. Nice girl.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, that all finished a long time ago.
Ah.
Yeah, his wife insisted. I believe Anna went back to Lisbon in May, for good.
Ah, that's a shame.
Didn't realise you were interested in her.
I'm not. She was good to talk to, that's all.
Was she? I never really spoke to her.
So she's not around anymore?
No, yeah. I mean, do you want me to ask Perry?
No, it doesn't matter.
All right. But what I do need...
Look, anyway, if you just came round to see how
no,
I
No,
am...
not just that. No, what I want to know, Matt, for my own peace of mind as much as anything else...
Yeah, Brian, look...
What's happening with you and Lillian?
Not really your concern, is it?
Look, she's my sister-in-law, for heaven's sake. We're providing her with a home at the moment.
Which is very big-hearted of you, but it doesn't give you the right to put me on the spot.
I'm not trying to.
And look, to be blunt, I've given you as much time as I can spare.
Well, at least tell me if you're going to ring her or call round.
That really is none of your business, Brian. And I need to get on. So don't let me keep you from Walkley Cross any longer.
A little more into the corner, if you can manage.
No, Alistair. Let me come round.
It's the best introduction to Ambridge life I could have had.
Oh. Will it go any further?
No, I don't think it will.
More informative than 6 months of the Borchester Echo.
That is as far as it'll go, Dad.
All right, it'll have to do. Much appreciated. It's definitely the best place for the sofa.
Which is why I asked the removal men to put it here in the first place.
Then we simply confirmed your good judgment, Shula.
Thank you.
Good.
And as soon as we've got our breath back, we need to get going.
Anyway, I'm up to date on Mike's wedding, which Susan doesn't approve of.
No.
Though I can hardly wait to meet the alluring siren from the dental surgery.
Vicky's very nice, isn't she, Shula?
Then, Susan tells me, there's the fete to look forward to. Bell ringing and Bert Fry declaiming poetry. What an unbeatable combination.
Oh, Jim, no wonder you were so late if you got Susan talking.
Best of all was the way she led me through the intricacies of quantum physics.
What?
Her disappearing glassware.
Which
somehow entered a state of quantum uncertainty, where it simultaneously was and wasn't her fruit bowl.
I'm sorry.
Only making its mind up when she opened the cupboard door to look at it. Probably finishing off poor Schrödinger's cat at the same time.
Alistair, what?
Clary lost Susan's cut glass bowl. It's far too complicated to go into.
It's the minutiae of village life I'm going to enjoy so much. Can we try moving the television?
Dad, we need to get going.
Yep. I've got to collect Daniel from his outdoor sports club.
Yeah, and I want to see how my locum got on.
Very well. What are we doing about eating this evening?
Oh, I've stocked the fridge for you. There's salmon or chops.
We thought you might like a quiet night in by yourself to recover from the journey.
Oh, no. It'd be much better if I join you at the stables. Shall we say seven-ish?
Yes, all right.
You needn't cook anything elaborate, Shula. It's only so I can see Daniel. And we can all celebrate my move. Agreed?
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's a move worth celebrating. I know it's early days yet, but I can feel it in my water. Ambridge is going to suit me very well.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And we'll be back in Ambridge later when Linda has high hopes for the Fete. More Archers just after seven tonight. Next this morning, the top eight tracks of a top music promoter in Desert Island Discs.
The first lunar landing on BBC Radio 4.
Landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Even Pravda and Russia is headlining the mission.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Buzz Aldrin begins BBC Radio 4's celebration of the Apollo 11 mission.
On the 40th anniversary of the moon landing, I'm going to relive the last minutes of our descent to the surface.
Forward, drift into the right level.
By far the most dangerous part of the expedition.
Our programs begin next Saturday night at 8.
This is BBC Radio 4, now Desert Island Discs, with Kirsty Young.